Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Estate by Liza Costello, published by Hachette in 2021. Today's book is all about empty houses, lies, and secrets. Beth is a 20-something living in Dublin. Over summer, as her friends drift away, she meets Jason and they fall quickly and deeply in love. They plan a life together and Jason gets an offer of a job in another town and, more excitingly, an amazing offer of free rent in a brand new house nearby. The catch is that they must move in now, and while Jason's job doesn't start for a few more months, Beth, who's a freelancer, goes to live in the house alone. Set during the housing crisis of 2008, the house sits in a half-finished estate of seven houses on the outskirts of a golf course. There are only two other houses occupied. The rest sit there half-constructed. It's quiet, eerily quiet, and Beth's neighbours are less than friendly. All on her own, Beth struggles with the lack of routine, and when Jason is too busy to come down on the weekends, she's left with only her own thoughts, her wine, and the strange noises of the estate. Her older sister begins to worry about her and comes to visit, although her visit does not go as smoothly as they'd hoped. As winter draws in, the estate is dark and sinister, and there are bumps in the night, and no one will answer Beth's questions about who lived in the house before. The Estate is a clever and twisted psychological thriller about control, trauma, and hauntings of the past. In a summary, Beth is a mess. Even before she met Jason, her drinking had driven most of her friends away, and there's an underlying trauma which even she seems to gloss over. She makes one bad choice after another, spiralling into self-destruction, pushing people away and yet blinding herself to Jason's odd behaviour and controlling ways. Her relationship with Jason is built on lies and the expectations of a perfect life. Beth is lying to herself, him and her friends and family about how she feels. Yet Beth and Jason are not the only strange and dark relationship in this book. There are worse things going on in the estate, and that's why I found this book so engrossing. I had no idea where it was going or who was to blame. And despite her vulnerabilities, Beth is not always the shrinking victim. The Estate is also a social commentary on the housing crisis in Ireland after GFC and the impact that it had on many families, ruining lives and marriages and leaving people homeless and desperate. Like Beth and Jason's dream of a perfect life, the estate itself is nothing but a facade built on hope and financial trickery. A roof above someone's head is a basic right for all, and the estate shows the lengths people will go to when this is taken away from them. So if you like perfect houses, creepy neighbours, loneliness, lies, secrets, and surprising twist after surprising twist, you might like The Estate by Liza Costello. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.